the sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And once again, this is the Taylor Report. Just want to remind you, of course, that we are on SoundCloud, the Taylor Report, Taylor-Report on SoundCloud, and Facebook, the Taylor Report. And again, also want to remind you that on Wednesday, August the 26th, 1 to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, on Zoom, there is an event countering hostility to the World Health Organization, a very important topic. And you can register for that at bit.ly/countering hostility. Countering and hostility spelled with a capital C, capital H. For more information, you can go to hcsw.ca, the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. And just in closing part of our show here, there are these news items we probably should address. We spoke of it last week. Belarus, there is a crisis, has to do with recent difficulties in the country. Not only with the election, there has been a number of issues. However, we're primarily concerned at the Taylor Report with pointing out that, yes, there are thousands of people demonstrating. There are people with signs, people with flags. But that is not an occasion for NATO. That is not an occasion for the Security Council of the United Nations. That's not an occasion for the European Union or Merkel of Germany to start commenting, when it is their old friend Macron who spent 2019 being demonstrated against daily by the tens of thousands of French citizens who faced tear gas and rough treatment in prison and a lot of casualties. That wasn't, according to London and Washington, the kind of thing that anybody ought to be too concerned about. And matter of fact, they didn't report on it much. And the French population remains hostile to the policies of Mr. Macron. So when someone says, well, we have to talk about Belarus, I would say, first, I'll find it on a map, do a little research, spend some time thinking about it. But it's a fool's errand to start declaring there has to be one result, and that we all know what it is, and that there's somebody very smart at a think tank in New York would be the person to go to. They are not the people to go to. Same people who caused trouble in Libya and tried to overthrow Syria and making demands on Iran and China. They're the ones who are telling us to get all excited about Belarus. So I would urge folks not to fall into that trap. Speaking of traps, the United States has warships sailing pretty regularly in the South China Sea. And Canada joins the United States in saying they're very concerned about China building islands and that kind of thing in the South China Sea. Well, Indonesia has built islands. The Philippines has built islands. Japan built islands. By the way, all these countries talk to each other, and they all are members of an accord, which makes it possible for them to meet and discuss the issues in the South China Sea. One country doesn't belong in these discussions at all, by definition, and that's the United States with its warships, for a simple reason. They never signed the Law of the Sea agreements initiated under UN auspices. There is an accord, and all the nations of the South Asian region, Japan, Indonesia, Philippines, etc., Vietnam, they signed it. So that means, you know, they're operating under some kind of rule, some kind of system. The United States did not sign it, which means it's like a pirate coming into a gathering of businessmen and saying, well, we're going to have to do it this way. So we shouldn't really agree with the pirate. Tell him to go sign the agreement and put his check his arms at the door. And then he can be invited, if he likes, to participate. Those are matters that we think everybody ought to be concerned about. And this is August. Before August disappears, let's remember that August 1791 was witnessed the first slave uprising, the burning of plantations in the territory that is now Haiti, the first successful slave revolution leading to an independent country called Haiti began in August of 1791. And we should all be celebrating that. It's an important day, important time in history. And on the Taylor Report, we're going to be coming back to that and follow the important events that started with that slave rebellion in 1791. So I'm Phil Taylor. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM, and we hope you will be with us next week.